nothing but a hound. Elvis on the WSJW Morning Team Show. Good morning with Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. Got a Thursday going on WSJW.com. 125 and 790 with Alexa and Siri. Helping to listen to WSJW as well. All right, so you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and you, Art Lewis. I know you're rocking to some Elvis this morning, aren't you, at your home studio?
Rocking right out there, yes, indeed.
And there's a reason why we play Elvis Presley. We just don't do things in the morning team show to do things. We do things for a reason. Now, bear with me, folks. This is all tied into the Bay City Rollers, even Elvis.
Oh, again?
Yeah,
yes,
it is. All right.
I'll give you the... The Reader's Digest version here very briefly, because we have a link up on our Morning Team show page. If you go to www.com, scroll down, find the Morning Team box, look for September 3rd, 2020. Our Morning Team wake-up song, we feature the Bay City Rollers. Unfortunately, it was to honor a former member, Ian Mitchell, who passed away, but we'd used it, and then we wondered, had they ever appeared in Bay City? And we found out from some listeners.
Yes, well, that, certainly.
Yeah, And with a mural too, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I have a picture of that mural on our page.
That'll bring back memories.
So you want to see that?
People.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at this mural, by the way, and it features the members of the group at that time: Les, Eric, Derek, and Woody. And there was some graffiti written underneath the mural. Lynn loves Les always. Kim loves Eric. Lori loves Eric. Donna loves Derek. Unfortunately, apparently Woody's fan club didn't show up because there's nothing about anybody voting Woody that day.
Poor Woody.
I can't wait to hear what this has to do with Elvis.
Well, kind of interesting because I heard from another listener, Bill from Saginaw. He said, what a year. Now, this was 1977 we discovered that. Right. The Bay City Rollers appeared and apparently played at the Saginaw Civic Center, which is why they were in town.
Right.
1977. Bill from Saginaw reminds us what a year that was for the Saginaw Civic Center.
Oh, yeah, Elvis.
Because Elvis that year, one of his last concerts.
Twice.
Yeah.
Did one, we were at that one, and then he came back a week later.
That's how big, what a year it was for the Civic Center to have Elvis, his final concerts before he passed away, and have the Bay City Rollers appearing just a couple months later.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
That was we need on the Saginaw Civic Center some kind of representation of all the great music. Remember, now was the Dell Event Center the past couple of years. Bob Seger rocked that place, and so many others, too.
Oh, many, many, many people. Live Acts, country, others.
Yeah, there's another. So we're
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, there are all kinds
of
people
had a ton of them
in their early years.
Can you imagine what kind of great representation he could find, some kind of way to have a plaque or at least names of all the great performers that appeared?
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Enough,
you can start the donating process.
Yes, I will. Here's my dollar. Hey, it's got to start somewhere. Anyway, but thanks to Bill. Again, our listeners chiming in this morning and finding different ways to hear what we're talking about and adding up information, which is fun to have for you this morning.